If I can add, we do look at the competing uses of land for in specific projects. For example, we've been looking partially, not holistically, not from all the different possible uses of land, as you mentioned, but some more directly to food production and energy, and the issue of water, of course, which is very linked. For example, in Central Asia, we don't have the mandate to look at that in general terms. However, we do collaborate with our colleagues in the other divisions in addressing those specific issues. For example, this is not really linked to your question to land, but for example, we very recently supported a publication on the different water use implications of different energy technologies. It is a fair point, the one that you say concerning the use of land, that the different energy technologies imply, you know, whether you're looking at solar or wind or the low carbon technologies, for example, they have different requirements in terms of land, and that should be something that could be explored if there is a request, you know, coming from the member states, and we could think about extending that and having a cross task force, as we do when it comes to water, for example, which is I would say probably more priority or more urgent than the land use as of now. But thank you for your question, and you raise a very important point for us. I see that Ukraine has requested the floor. Please.